Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, October 11th, 2019. I'm Mary Sherman. The latest developments in the impeachment inquiry. Energy Secretary Rick Perry and two associates of President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, were issued subpoenas Thursday by House investigators. The subpoenas seek key documents that have not been made available as part of the impeachment inquiry. The two associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, were arrested Wednesday night on campaign finance charges for allegedly scheming to funnel foreign money to U.S. politicians in a bid to affect U.S.-Ukraine relations. Also on Thursday, more Democratic House members came out in support of the impeachment inquiry. Now 230 are in favor, more than half of the House's members. An impeachment vote only needs a simple majority to pass in the House. President Trump is criticizing a Fox News poll that found more than half of U.S. voters want Trump removed from office, calling the network much different than it used to be in the good old days. And Trump's former top aide to Russia, Fiona Hill, will reportedly tell Congress that Giuliani and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland circumvented the National Security Council and White House procedures for accessing Trump on Ukraine issues. Hill will appear before Congress next week. The Trump administration has approved a new regulation allowing states to include drug testing as a condition for anyone receiving unemployment benefits. Ross Brown reports it's getting some pushback.
Generally, workers can collect unemployment if they've lost their jobs by no fault of their own and meet other eligibility criteria. Michelle Evermore with the National Employment Law Project points out that the low unemployment rate means businesses already are paying less in unemployment benefits. She calls the regulation an expensive solution in search of a problem.
At the end of the day, what this rule is about is just making it harder to get benefits, and it's a not-so-subtle attack on the character of unemployed workers who, by definition, are involuntarily unemployed.
Evermore adds, if the economy cools down and states that implement drug testing, local business could suffer because every dollar spent during the height of a recession generates $1.60 in economic activity.
Farm workers groups are celebrating the end of at least a decade-long battle to ban a toxic pesticide in California after the state EPA announced a new deal with manufacturers of chlorpyrifos.
The pesticide will no longer be sold to growers in California after February 6, 2020. Naimin Martinez, director of the Central California Environmental Justice Network, says studies have linked chlorpyrifos to serious health effects in kids.
It's a very dangerous chemical that can cause harm, especially in brain development for unborn children and young children who live in close proximity where this pesticide is applied.
Chlorpyrifos is widely used to control pests on a variety of crops. The state has dedicated $5 million for grant money to search for an environmentally friendly alternative. I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is PNS. Large parts of California remain without power. On Thursday, the state's largest utility implemented the second phase of an intentional power cut, impacting some 600,000 customers. Pacific Gas and Electric said extreme winds forced the additional shutdown, which the utility organized to prevent equipment from sparking fires. New pork processing rules are raising food and worker safety concerns, and several labor unions have filed a federal lawsuit against the FDA. The plaintiffs say a key concern is a provision that removes maximum line speeds when bringing hogs to slaughter. Kim Vonderwall, who teaches in the University of Minnesota's Department of Veterinary Population Medicine, says it could open the door for the spread of viruses in the supply chain.
You could imagine if the carcasses are going by more quickly, we might not detect the same things that we would detect if it was going a bit slower.
The USDA says the changes are intended to modernize the pork processing system. Connecticut, Oregon, and Utah are being recognized this month for adopting six reforms recommended for ending the nationwide problem of rape kits that often go unprocessed for years. A list enacted with the Joyful Heart Foundation explains that processing rape kits is important not only to bring justice for survivors, but to prevent future assaults as well.
Every time a rape kit sits on the shelf, there's a potential for another person to be victimized by that offender. And all the while, the DNA to stop that person could be sitting in a box on a shelf.
By January of last year, the testing of backlogged rape kits nationwide had resulted in the identification of nearly 1,300 serial rapists. Now to North Carolina, where police in Wilson County are trying a new approach to lowering the incarceration rate, issuing citations instead of arrests.
Criminal justice reform advocates say this approach circumvents the cash bail system and prevents a host of harmful societal ripple effects. Don Blagrove of the North Carolina Justice Policy Center says rural areas across the country are struggling with high rates of imprisonment.
the largest populations that are being incarcerated are actually being incarcerated in rural counties. But Wilson has a disproportionately high incarceration rate.
Blagrove notes the change from lockups to citations has reduced the number of people in jail in Wilson County. She hopes the experiment can be a blueprint for police departments across the state. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Nearly 69 million Americans can expect to see an increase of 1.6% in Social Security benefits in 2020. The Social Security Administration announced the cost of living adjustment on Thursday, which amounts to about $24 a month more for the average retired worker. If you see one, decapitate it. That's the warning from Georgia wildlife officials for anyone who may come across a northern snakehead. The invasive fish species was spotted in a pond earlier this month and can exist out of water for days. Northern snakeheads have no natural predators in North America and have been reported in 14 states. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.